yes, this, and that too. In many mystical traditions, across the spectrum of the world's religions, we find a paradoxical teaching that says that the most reliable means for knowing God is by unknowing. Christian mysticism uses the Latin term, via negativa. We are encouraged to actively dismiss any words or concepts to define the vast mystery of the divine, resting in what we cannot say about God rather than what we think we can say. In Hinduism, the Upanishads introduce a method of meditative inquiry, neti neti, not this, not that, that is designed to peel away the layers of false thoughts and arrive at a bedrock of non-dual awareness in which we experience our essential unity with all that is. The early 20th century Indian sage Ramana Maharshi suggested we ask ourselves again and again, who am I? Each time we think we've landed on a true description, we let it go. Not this, not that. I invite you to turn this stark technique on its head. While unknowing has its place on the path of awakening, it can be a disembodied practice that leads to checking out of reality, sometimes called transcendence, rather than fully inhabiting the holiness of your life. Try this. Sit in a comfortable position with your back straight. Allow your eyes to close. Take a couple of deep, slow breaths. And ask yourself the question, who am I? Rather than responding in the negative, say yes to whatever arises. I am a mother and a daughter, a sister and a lover. Yes. I am a cabinet maker, a gardener, an activist. Yes. I am a sensitive person, a drama queen, a tortured artist. Yes. I am someone others can come to when their hearts are broken because I listen with love. Yes. I am a part of the vast universe, no more or less important than an aspen tree. Yes. Now, get creative. I am sunlight on water, a breeze that lifts my hair, the stillness of midnight, a symphony. Yes. You are all of these and beyond them all. You get to be both vast and particular, formless and gloriously made. By accepting all the scruffy and magnificent details of your human condition and allowing seemingly contradictory things to be equally true, you banish the conditioned voice that designates some things as holy and others as profane. Set your intention to welcome everything, everything you are, and watch your life open like a fist, like a flower, like a gate.